Are we just ready to do this?
We will be.
Corona free?
And, well, who knows, man?
Never know. Stop saying that.
You never know.
You're making me scared. I got to go buy more toilet paper. Hello and welcome to the end of the world.
No.
Coronavirus is here. This will be our last broadcast. We're all going to die.
Retro Gaming Revelry signing out.
Signing out. Good show,
good,
Drake.
Good day
show.
And good luck.
I'm just kidding. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 197.
This is a podcast where two drunken sleeveless men play retro games for your amusement. I am sleeveless man number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am sleeveless man number two. My name is Earl.
No men in this game have sleeves.
Okay. That should have been one of my questions.
Actually, one of them does.
Oh.
I have it written down thinking maybe that would be one of your questions. Which one of the men has sleeves?
Well, for the revelers out there.
Some don't even wear shirts.
We're going to be playing in this crazy time of crisis. We're going to be playing Shock Troopers on the Neo Geo.
It's shocking.
It also has nothing to do with the coronavirus, but we're all gonna die. I hope
also
everybody's
has nothing
staying
to do with
there.
Star Wars Shock Troopers.
No, it does not. But we're gonna be playing Shock Troopers on the Neo Geo this week. Should be pretty good. Before we get there, how's it going this week, Jarek?
It's going good. I mean, the world's gone fucking mad.
We're dead.
You can't find toilet paper anywhere. you also cannot get like medicine.
Nope.
Like, we were at Target and we walked past, like, the aisle with, like, pain meds. Strip clean. Like, there is no ibuprofen, no Advil, no Tylenol anywhere to be seen at our Target.
Do you need some? Like,
no.
I have a healthy supply
no,
here.
We...
Before, I would like to just point out that I had that healthy supply
right.
before there was a shortage.
We always have some as well.
Oh,
I mean, shouldn't every house already have some of that? Just like,
yeah, exactly.
In cases? Like,
but no, you need fucking 8 cases
I don't know.
Of
people
1,000
are fucking
pills each.
Going goddamn batshit crazy.
Well, I'll just say it was a rough week for me. We had to make some tough decisions this week
right.
about
everybody
people's
does.
Livelihoods and just about what the right thing to
well,
do
yeah,
is.
Because your livelihood involves
bringing
a
people,
lot of people together in a very small confined
it does.
Space.
And I've been struggling all week, like just. You know, business decisions aside, we have a moral responsibility to our fellow citizens to not bring people together. And that sucks because that what we do and how we make money is by bringing people together.
Right.
And a lot of people are out of work now and a lot, I don't know. It's a weird time. I had a rough week. I had to be an adult this week. And you know, which I am every week, but, you know, some days it's a little more real than others.
Yeah.
Where, like, people are looking at you for answers.
Right.
and I'm like, I really wish somebody would just fucking tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you're not, like, the boss of the whole company.
No, but there's a lot of, but I am the boss of a lot
your
of people.
Boss is out of, also out of town.
Well, yeah, but there, I have, there's, I actually have two bosses, but, yeah, I don't know. It was a rough week for me. People are scared. People
yeah.
just don't really know what's going on. And we, you know, also don't know what's going on, but wish we could provide answers for everybody. I don't know. What a weird time.
Who
it is.
Who fucking knows, man?
Stay safe out there, revelers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Just stay inside. Play Animal Crossing, which comes out in a week as we record this. It'll come out on the day this comes out. So.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully
so yeah, when this comes out, hopefully you can just
stay
at home.
Stay at home and play Animal Crossing.
Or Doom.
Doom Eternal or Animal Crossing. How's your week, Jarek? Sorry, I hijacked
it,
your...
It's fine.
Okay.
You know, going to school, but now spring break, instead of being 1 week long, is 2 weeks long. you know, it starts a week early.
Right.
So who knows what happens after that.
I bet they...
I hope I can just go back because I feel like my next class, it can't really be an online class. It's kind of...
You learn how to use the machine or something?
It's like, I think I'm pretty sure from my understanding, it's more working in the lab.
So you're going to need to go out. You're going to need to buy the textbook. You're going to need to buy an X-ray machine.
Yeah. Well, I have the textbook.
Okay, okay. So good. You're halfway there.
I'm good on that.
All right, all right.
X-ray machine sounds expensive.
No, I think it's only like, I would say an X-ray machine is what, 50, 60 grand? Like, that's not that much, Rick. You could afford
that. Bumped my tuition up big time.
Big time. Big time.
I don't know if my financial aid will cover that.
I think they will. I think X-ray machines are on the list. Yeah, they're just far down. You probably haven't got there yet.
So who knows? Who knows what will happen in 2 weeks' time?
Right.
Maybe it'll all be cured. We'll be fine.
It won't. I think we're in for a 4 to 6 week quarantine here, but... We'll see what happens. But, Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you been playing any video games since we last met?
I have.
What have you been playing?
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Whoa!
And let me tell you, it's great.
Is it great? Is it?
Fantastic.
Is it everything you hoped it would be and more? Or?
I mean, it's not everything I hoped it would be, but I'm
how
still...
How different is it? From the
they changed quite a few things, like the whole you know, save system is non-existent, the whole saving wherever you want and like how that works.
So you got to find a save point.
Well, no, there's just it just like auto saves at a whole bunch of random times. There are still those, you know, the same locations you can find with the save, like fountain kind of
are
thing
you in
or
the
whatever.
Same world? Are you?
I'm not really. You're not. Okay. You're definitely not in the same area.
Okay.
Like. I mean, it is a direct sequel and stuff.
Yeah,
you're still Ori and everything, which, you know, shit goes down at the beginning and you're taken over to some other...
Does poor Ori's mom die again?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Is
there an owl?
Yes. It's a baby owl. At the end of the first one, you have the egg. So in this one, the egg is hatched at the beginning and the little baby owl's name is Koo.
Koo.
I love that little owl.
Oh, he sounds adorable.
He is adorable. But Ori and Koo fly off and get swept away and goes down and they get separated. And...
Ori and Koo are buddies.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best of friends. Okay.
And Naru, your mom.
Are they corona free?
Who knows?
Who knows? The fucking Forest of Whimsy is, what is, I don't know, the Forest of Whimsy, that sounds right.
But yeah, it's fantastic, it's, you know, it's still Ori, the, you know, your attacks are way different,
Do you move
there's
like
a lot
you
more,
do?
Yeah, there's still a lot of the same, movement mechanics.
Because, like,
still,
I loved the movement.
It still has all the same movements, the bash move, where, you know, you bash off of things and whatnot.
Yep.
Yeah, it's still got a ton of the same movements, so it's still very fun to just, like, jump around and platform around and dash and jump and bash and double jump and then glide with the feather. And combat is more intense.
Ah.
There's more of it, I think, but there's just more options for combat. Things are a little tougher. You don't have the same type of attack. You start out, you get a thing called the Spirit Edge, so it's basically a sword.
Edge. Oh, sweet.
And then you get other things that you can choose to change and stuff. Like in the middle of battle, you just hold left trigger, and then you can select from your wheel to put map things to either Y, A, or B.
Okay.
Or, no, X, Y, or B. A is jump.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks fantastic still. Obviously, it looks even better than the first one. It's clear. I feel like while playing it, I was worried about this originally because when I was reading some of the previews, I was like, oh god. This sounds like the fucking developers played a lot of Hollow Knight.
Oh, no.
And it is still clear that they did play some Hollow Knight.
And took some inspiration.
And took some inspiration. But they took the good things from Hollow Knight.
There's no good things
from
Hollow
Knight. No,
there
are some.
Hollow Knight is a goddamn garbage game, and I don't care who.
But there, like, my main complaint with Hollow Knight is that I don't feel like I'm ever finding things, and I'm not getting more powerful.
Yeah.
Whereas in this, I'm finding shit left and right still, and I'm getting way more powerful, nonstop. Like, I'm definitely way more powerful right now than I was, you know, 10 hours ago in the game.
Okay. Oh, but you're 10 hours.
Oh, I'm pretty far into
it. Like, the original Ori is maybe 10 hours.
It's about eight to 10 hours. I feel like 10 hours probably your first playthrough. I think every one after that for me has been right around 8 hours.
Okay.
But yeah, this one's definitely bigger, definitely longer. But yeah, everything looks amazing. There are some technical issues with it, the way it plays.
It doesn't work that well? Or
it needed, I don't know what it needed, more time, but they already delayed it like a month, and they clearly still didn't fix.
Right.
There's every now and then, like, and it sucks because the game, you want it to be so fluid and just be all about moving. It doesn't even stutter. Sometimes it just straight up freezes for a couple seconds. And then it's like going.
And
it's infuriating
when
it happens, because especially with this type of game.
Does it happen a lot?
More than it should.
Yeah, okay. More than just a slight inconvenience.
Yeah. Enough that it bothers me.
Okay, yeah.
But at the same time, I mean,
There'll be a patch.
Right.
But when that's not happening,
when it's not happening, it's fantastic. And I can't stop playing. I mean,
sweet.
Luckily, I have been getting emails saying, like, basically school next week is canceled and stuff. So, like, I'm just like, okay, I was supposed to be studying all this time, but fuck that. I'm playing Ori.
Ori it is.
And it's fantastic. It really is great.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Cool. Cool. Myself, I've been playing Smash. I haven't played actually a ton this week because we've been in tech rehearsals for a show. And then, also trying to figure out, how to proceed in this weird world we live in. I've been playing Smash, but I also have been playing Celeste. I'm at World 7, which is the summit.
The summit. Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to say something here that might be controversial, but I really wish I hadn't played it a second time.
I liked it more.
I actually hate it the second time. The first time, I was like in it. I was ready to do it. The second time, I've done it, and now I just want it to be done. And it's just frustrating now. Mm. Like I don't know. Those fucking flying fish in the fifth world, bullshit. the sixth world, which I'm not sure there's any fucking strawberries in the sixth world.
There's not.
Okay. I thought, am I going crazy here? What is happening? Why is there
none?
There's
not.
But then you got to fucking fight her, your evil doppelganger. What's her name?
Battling,
whatever. And she shoots these goddamn lasers at you, and it's just like fucking infuriating. Like, I mean, I did it, and I never felt like it was not doable, yeah. But because I obviously have done it before, but I think because it was my second playthrough, I just kind of wanted to be done with it. And so every time I died was just
like
God
part.
Damn it. I don't know. My second playthrough of Celeste has left a less than desirable taste in my mouth.
I loved it still my second and third time.
I did not. And I haven't completed even the summit yet. I got through the sixth world and just was like, I need to take a break from this fucking bullshit. I don't know. It was really making me mad. I was like getting all salty about Celeste. I was feeling unfortunate about it because I just loved, like, two episodes ago while you were playing it, I was calling it a goddamn masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece.
I know it is, but, like, it really made me mad. Maybe I just wasn't in the right mood to play it.
I guess, maybe.
But, yeah. So that's what I've been doing. Smash and Celeste. A week from today, though, Jurek, Animal Crossing New Horizons. I can hardly wait to move into my fucking island getaway. I am so excited. I am hype AF. I fucking have it preloaded on my Switch. Midnight on Thursday next week, I am just going to be diving right in. I'm going to be fucking fishing. I'm going to be catching bugs. Oh, I'm going to be delivering letters to other animals. It's going to be literally the greatest thing of all time. I actually, just today at work, once we canceled everything,
right.
All plays, all shows and performances going forward are canceled indefinitely. And that just happened today as we record this. And so we had this little mini party, when everything got canceled, everybody was there and we were like, okay, well, we're done. We might as well just start drinking.
Not wrong.
And I was talking with some coworkers of mine and like, what are we going to do, while we're all quarantined, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, Animal Crossing's coming out. And somebody was like, oh, what's Animal Crossing? Can you explain it? And I was like, okay, I'm going to explain it to you. And it's going to sound like the dumbest fucking game, but trust me, it's so good. And like, no matter what you do, when you explain it, it sounds so lame, but it's, God, this is fun. You know what you can do? You can fish. You can catch bugs. It's like you can populate your museum.
I mean, there's lots of games. Like, I mean, explain to someone who doesn't really play games what like Stardew Valley is. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you farm, but you also like, just walk around the town and like talk to people
you
and
get
them
married,
get them to like you until they like you enough that you can propose to them, and then you stay married long enough and you have a baby. But there's also these mines that you explore, and there's like 120 levels that you go down into, and you go down like bit by bit, and you have to be back home and in bed by like midnight, otherwise you're gonna fall asleep and out in the middle of nowhere, and you're gonna wake up in the doctor's office, and then he's gonna charge you.
Hilarious. So yeah, that's Animal Crossing. Cannot fucking wait. I'm so hyped about it. I really am starved for Nintendo news, as literally the whole fucking world is. Like, what's coming out? We don't know. I think there was supposed to be a direct that didn't happen. And I only say that because there's a Super Mario Brothers Lego set that just got revealed. And on the Lego website, it said as shown in the Nintendo Direct, but there wasn't one, and it wasn't obviously shown in a direct. So
Clearly. Yeah,
they obviously didn't air it for some reason.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Pretty weird. But this week, Drake, we're going to be playing Shock Troopers on the Neo Geo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
I guess.
All right, here we go. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
No.
Here we go. Shock Troopers, Neo Geo, question number one. How many times must you beat the game in order to play all 17 levels? Carry the one, minus two.
Five.
Son of a bitch. Close. I mean, if you play it five times, I'm going to give you one coin, because if you play it five times, you will have played all the levels.
That's what you asked.
Well, that is true, but the minimum, I should have asked for the minimum amount of times, but you must play it at the very least three times in order to play all 17 levels, because there are multiple paths you can choose to play the levels in, and you will always play seven levels in one playthrough. So in order to do all the levels, all 17, which there are, you would have to do it three times. Okay. I'm going to give you 0.5 because you technically got it right, but also it was
technically
wrong.
Correct.
It was technically
the best kind of correct.
Right. So you got 0.5 out of one so far, Jared. 0.5 out of one. Okay, here we go. Question number two. There are two different versions of Shock Troopers, version A and version B. Name one difference between the versions.
Wait, like
there's just two, for some reason there's two different versions of this game.
Like in the arcade?
In the arcade.
Two different types of arcade cabinets?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
incorrect. Okay, so there's several differences. I'm just going to list them off. So, in version A, you start without a full life bar. In version B, you start with a full life bar. In version A, your health depletes slower than in version B. Version A has a star rating system at the end of the levels that will grant you extra health for the next level. version B does not have this rating system. And in version A, all three characters in team mode share the same life bar. And in version B, they each have their own life bar. I believe we're about to play version B.
Okay.
I think version B is the more common version, but version A does exist.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Those sound like really big differences and changes.
They are, but it's the same game. I don't
know. Weird.
Yeah. Okay. 0.5 for two. 0.5 for two here, Drake. Here we go. Question number three. The European version of Shock Troopers is missing one thing that is heavily featured in the Japanese and North American versions. What is it?
It's missing one?
One
thing.
One thing, like, and I, did I say feature? Or one thing that is heavily featured.
That's
yeah.
Heavily featured.
Yeah, so it's like a, how do I give you a clue on this? Like, it's not really like a game mechanic. It's just something that happens while you're playing the game.
Something that happens.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The European version does not feature it.
What does Europe not like that we do?
Think Mortal Kombat.
Blood?
That is correct.
That's so weird.
There is no blood in the European version, but blood is splattered everywhere in the U.S. and Japanese versions. I don't know why they decided Europe was too sensitive for the blood for this game, but they did.
Weird.
Yep. Okay, 0.5. Oh, no, actually, you got that third one because I gave you a hint. So I'm going to give you 0.5 on that one.
I'll just take one out of three.
Which is going to give you 1 out of 3. Yep. Nice, Drake. Nice. Drake, would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Shock Troopers for the Neo Geo?
I sure will. Shock Troopers was released in 1997. It is developed by Saurus.
Yeah, I've never heard of
Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus. Rex, motherfucker.
Damn right. And published by SNK, obviously. The lead designer on the game is Kenji Ishimoto. No idea what they've worked on. And the composers, there are two.
Okay.
Deuce.
Deuce composers?
Deuce composers are Masahika Hataya and Masaki Case.
Okay.
Or Kase.
And do we know what they've done?
Nope. Nothing was clickable on the Wikipedia page.
All right. Should we listen to some of their jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. It's actually really fucking good.
It is. Some of it's like super rocking, and then one of them that we listened to, it was like, is this a Prodigy song?
This is Prodigy.
One of them you can totally just like write a hip hop song to.
Breathe with me. Yeah, you could. They're like, I don't know, the music is really good.
It is.
Like way better than it probably has any right to be.
Real bassy. And,
who are our guys? Or
Masahika Hataya and Masaki Case.
Well done, bros. Well done.
Indeed.
What else we got?
So this game, yeah, it's like a running gun shooter, you know, like isometric. You're running up the screen, essentially, or running across it at times, I think, a little bit too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's basically a vertical
shooter. Mostly a vertical running gun shooter.
And you can shoot in 8 directions.
Yeah, where you're out there trying to stop a terrorist group called the Bloody Scorpions.
And this is going to be one of my questions because I thought it was hilarious. But what is the name of the leader of the bad guys?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
What is the name of the leader of the bad guys?
Leader of the Bloody Scorpions? I don't know.
Leader. His name is Leader. I just like, come on, bro. It's like...
But yeah, so the group is the Bloody Scorpions, and they've kidnapped like a scientist and his granddaughter, and his granddaughter is also like the girlfriend of one of the
There's
guys.
There's different guys you can be.
Yeah, but they've kidnapped this scientist because he's developed a drug called Alpha 301, which is basically a super soldier serum.
Oh, sweet.
That this terrorist group wants to get to make all their soldiers, you know. Super.
If you had that super soldier serum, you definitely would not get coronavirus.
No, and you'd be unstoppable.
We're all going to die.
We're not all going to die. Some people
will
die.
I'm in doomsday mode right now. Just fucking straight up. Shock Troopers is the last video game we'll ever play because we're all going to die.
Not true.
Please continue.
But if you don't hear us, if it's not a podcast next week, it's because we're dead.
It's because we're dead for sure.
but yeah, so basically you can select two different modes to play, which is what I thought maybe you were hinting at before with your A and B, but then I realized
there's two versions. Yeah. There's like different versions.
But you can play as like Lonely Wolf mode.
And, which is in English, apparently. It's Lonely or something. Yeah. Lonely.
But you pick one guy and you play as them.
And you have four continues.
Yeah, and the other version, you get like three guys switch between.
Yep, and I believe
they all have their own like
health and everything.
Health and
grenades
or bombs.
B, they have their own health.
Yeah.
In version,
everybody
A,
has their own like bomb. Different like some one guy has like a grenade. One guy has a poison gas thing. Other guys have a rocket launcher. So
yeah.
And as I said before, none of the guys have sleeves. That guy's not even wearing a shirt.
He is not. You're right. None of the guys have sleeves.
Only one male character in the game has sleeves.
Well, that guy has sleeves.
That's a girl.
Oh, that's a girl. Oh, that guy has no sleeves. Okay. Cool. Well, should we play this fucking game?
We might as well. Look at those records. AAA, BBB, CCC, DDD, EEE.
Those are the initials entered in the default high score screen. We're about to change
that. I'm pretty sure
that.
Those are real people.
I think before we play this, we better take a shot, though.
We probably should.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo! Okay.
Okay.
I think we're just going to play this game one player. Do you want to play or do you want me to play?
You play, man.
Okay. Let me unmute this here. All right. Neo Geo. This controller is so weird.
It is weird.
But here we go. Let's do this. Start. Oh, should we do easy, normal, hard, or MVS? Apparently, MVS is between normal.
Normal.
Normal. Normal. We're going to do normal for sure. I actually picked easy. I get it. Drake was like, do normal. And he's pointing up like, actually pick easy.
Maybe we can last longer.
All right.
We've just played a lot of games recently where we make it fucking nowhere because the games are impossible.
Should we do Lonely Wolf or Lonely Wolf?
Lonely Wolf. Yeah, do team battle.
I'm going to do team battle. Okay, I'm going to pick
some
this
dudes,
babe.
Man.
I'm going to pick this guy.
That's the one guy with sleeves.
And
Maru.
I'm going to pick also Maribi here. Maribi.
That's like my dog.
Maribi?
Well, Lily B.
Oh, Lily B, right. Okay, do we take the mountain route, the jungle route, or the valley route? What do you want to do?
Ooh, I don't know, man.
Let's do, ooh, boy. Let's go jungle.
You got eight seconds to decide.
Jungle
seven,
sounds good.
Six.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's going to pick for you.
Here we go. Stage life bonus. Oh, we don't start with full life. Maybe this is actually version A.
We're screwed, man.
We are screwed. Okay, this game is pretty weird. You have to, it's hard. It's hard to control.
I feel like it. Yeah.
Okay,
playing a game like this with one stick.
Yeah, it's this is
when I would like games nowadays. I've played games, more modern games like this, but it's like twin sticks.
Okay, so the way it works is A is your shoot button. And if you hold A, you just keep shooting in the same direction you're facing. So you can move all around. But in order to switch directions, it's kind of, oh, yeah, I got some fucking sweet guns here.
Flamethrower, man.
Oh, that guy's on fire AF.
He's on fire AF.
Oh, my God. Yes. Blew him up. Apparently, it was going to be one of my questions, but I couldn't quite figure out how to word it. A lot of the mooks, your enemies here, they actually, my gungeon skills, I can feel enter the gungeon happening.
Also, there is like a dodge button or something.
Oh, there is.
You're invulnerable while you're doing that.
There is, but I think you have a little end leg on your roll, and it's not recommended to do. oh my God.
Blown up tanks with a fucking flamethrower, man.
You know it.
Oh, now
fuck
you're back
guys.
To a heavy
artillery three-way.
So you do when you pick up these things.
Do I have ammo?
Yes, on the ones you pick up, you have unlimited, I believe, with your starting weapon.
Main gun. Okay,
but you right now have 83 shots with the three-way.
Oh God, I do? Where I can't even.
Don't worry about it. You're down to 62.
I'm worrying. I want it. I'm just trying not to get hit by bullets. Like, that's basically. Oh, God. Oh, what's my. Oh, I switched guys.
Oh, yeah. D switches guys or something,
I think. Yeah, D switches guys. I actually like that girl. She was nice and fast. What's her name? Do we have a name here?
I don't remember.
I don't go that way? I thought I went up
there.
No,
you go this way.
Oh, I go this way.
See, now you're scrolling to the side.
Oh, little switch them up. I will say it's pretty fun thus far. Like,
it looks sweet.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a second game called Shock Troopers Second Squad.
Oh, man, you're at like a little mini boss here, I think.
Oh, Jesus, I'm going to die. I'm going to switch guys.
They share health.
Oh,
we're playing
version A then for sure.
Yep.
Interesting. I thought for sure this would be
version
B.
Now focus on the helicopter.
But we are sharing health for sure, which actually gives you less incentive to less incentive to actually change guys.
Yeah. Each guy has a different bomb weapon.
Right. Which I haven't even been using.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It probably becomes pretty necessary later.
Yeah,
I just died. Oh, here, you want to continue and just keep going from where I was? I don't know. We'll just each. Oh, yeah, do team. Press A. A is your. It's the red one. It's so counterintuitive.
I'm going to go with that guy.
You have to pick him without really knowing.
This guy.
You have 5 seconds.
And this guy.
Great. I think you're going to crush it. This guy looks like Guile. He's like your stereotypical army man, but he also has no sleeves. I believe Guile has sleeves. Does he? Does Guile have sleeves? I think he does. I think he does. I think Guile has sleeves. Hard to say. It is hard to say. Oh, my God. Look at all these guys coming at you. Holy fuck. This is fun.
All day.
This is like a fucking shooter.
Oh,
get those bananas.
I've never seen one.
Bananas are life. Oh, there's a
monkey. Stole my bananas.
A monkey literally
just stole my bananas.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what does the banana cost, Michael? Like $10?
I love Arrested Development. They're so out of touch with reality.
What could a banana cost, Michael?
$10? A banana. One banana, $10. Oh, my God. Yeah, this game, thus far, I love it. It's just pure fun. Like, and it's not too hard. Oh, we are also playing on easy, I guess.
And we're still getting our asses kicked.
We are still getting our asses kicked. It's interesting. I feel like version B was the more common version. It's interesting that they included version A on the Neo Geo Mini, which is what
it
we're
does
playing.
Seem
this
weird.
I don't know.
There's like a time limit on levels, too.
Oh, my God. This looks like a boss. Oh, my God. This guy's got a fucking beefy gun, and he's about to wreck you. Can you throw bombs or something? Do you have like, oh, you got him. Oh, and you threw a bomb anyway.
I threw a bomb at
Welcome. The end. You have 14 grenades. I can see it down there. Now you have 15. You just got oh my God, the Vulcan. Oh, this game is sweet. You just fucking wreck guys.
I am like, wrecking guys left and right.
Awesome.
Man.
Hell yeah, get them.
I've had just the tiniest bit of health for like a very long time.
It's unfortunate that we can't have three health bars with all three of our guys. And team mode seems like the mode you want to play it on.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I guess in this version,
to be as much of a...
there's a stake up there. That's life. Right? Did I sound like that song?
Yeah, just like it.
Yeah, because I'm such a good singer. So good. Oh my god. Oh, it's okay. That steak actually gave you quite a bit of life. And getting hit does not seem to take away that much life. Although in version A, your life bar does deplete much slower than in version B.
He got me with the big gun.
He did get you with the big gun.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to continue.
Oh, you picked lonely.
Oh,
lonely.
Shit. All right.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
And you start with maximum health on lonely, whereas you start with a little sliver to end more continues. Or I don't know.
You start with maximum health on lonely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You get more health. Oh, God. He's going into, like, phase two. This
he
is clearly the... I mean, he's shooting, like, rockets and shit at me now. He's got to fucking stay away.
Man,
chuck grenades at him, man.
Oh, he's fucking flashing red. This is the greatest time to ever have a boss. when he's flat. Oh, I got him. Did I get him? Oh, man, a guy jumped
out. He's
out.
He's, oh, never mind.
Did
he's
I get
running,
him?
He's running away, though.
Oh, I wanted to kill
him. I think
him.
You got him. I mean, he ran away, but he beat stage one.
Stage one clear. Let's cheers
stage
it.
Stage one clear.
Yeah. Cheers, Brad. Woo.
That's a stage one
we
clear.
We rarely beat levels on this podcast, as we know. So this is a big win for us.
What are you talking about? We're, like, some of the best game players in the world.
That is true. I mean, I always knew that about us. But, yeah. Okay, so we're on the jungle route. Is that what I chose? Jungle? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to keep going. Oh, we're on
a
fucking
motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
You're on a fucking motorcycle.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. I'm getting that. Oh, I'm getting these bananas.
Bananas. Get them before the monkey comes and fucking steals them. Which apparently is a thing that happens in this game.
It's a thing that happens in real life. Did you see the
oh, yeah, because there's no tourists.
There's no tourists in Thailand because of the coronavirus. And all these monkeys.
Monkeys are pissed about it.
Yeah, they are.
Because they normally get their food from tourists.
Yeah, who aren't there right now.
Because fucking monkeys are goddamn thieves.
These fucking gangs of monkeys are roaming the streets of Thailand.
Fucking man, monkeys are fucking ruthless.
This level is fucking
sweet.
Don't fuck
with monkeys. Can you dodge still in with this?
what did I just get? It said level up.
I think it said life.
Oh,
up.
You can. You duck on your
you
motorcycle.
Duck.
You duck on your motorcycle. Interesting. Oh, my God. Fuck you. Oh, this guy.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. I'm in a cave or something. But
oh
it's
God.
Not cave
Tank.
Music.
Tank.
This is Prodigy music that's happening.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
Some fucking sick
honestly,
techno beats going on right
games,
now.
These games, when I play games like this, I'm like, I'm really glad I put like almost 200 hours into Enter the Gungeon.
Yeah, you're much better at this than I am.
Because, like, it's instinctive to dodge the bullets first. Don't worry about, like, you'll eventually kill the thing, but just dodge the bullets first. And, the whole thing is don't get hit.
I never made it anywhere in Gungeon.
In Gungeon? I've beaten it. I mean, I haven't ever beaten a past, but, oh, my God. Do I still have grenades?
Gun to kill your past or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've gotten the gun to kill your past, and you go to the past. Oh, I want to kill those guys.
I don't think you can.
Oh.
Just like the fucking dog in Duck Hunt. You want to kill him, but
you
can't.
You want to kill him, but you can't. You can in Smash Brothers. You can. Here, I did the bike level. You want to... Oh, no.
Just do it.
Okay.
It's still the same level.
Okay. Sorry. It's weird. It's hard to hold the button.
I know.
Then switch directions shooting, because you have to let go,
push
the direction, and then...
it is tough to get the hang of the controls.
One of the buttons is like a close attack?
Yeah, when you're up close, you can melee them.
But I don't know what button it is. I think it's this one, maybe. Nope. Oh, yeah,
oh,
I did
was.
It. Oh, it's basically just your
attack when you're close
button. Yeah, yeah. But you have to be close to them. But when you do that, when you do your close attack, they almost always drop 30,000 point bonuses.
Yeah.
Weapons or something.
Blue crystal things. I mean, we've already set a new record. We've beat AAA.
Oh, have we beat AAA?
Oh, big time.
Oh, big time. Oh, am I dead?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here. Continue. You could choose team battle again if that suits your fancy.
I mean...
Or you can choose Lonely.
Lonely.
You can choose Lonely or Team Battle. I
let's
love English.
Go with
Lonely mode. Lonely Wolf.
Let's go this babe.
Yeah. Oh, she's the best. She's my favorite. I don't know what her name is, but she's blonde and she wears blue. She's got shorts on and she's fast. That's the whole thing. Apparently, though,
they have different skills. All the women are fast.
All the women are faster than the men, except for one. There's one woman who is not faster than some of the men. But, and that's Big Mama, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Get that diamond. 30,000
points. 30,000 points, sucker. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Shit's going down for
real.
What was
that about?
Is there
a
boss? I think.
It's going
up.
Down for real. Oh, man. Yeah, we got another tank fucking boss. These bosses are kind of intense. They're not hard at first, but as soon as you start doing a little damage to them, they just start shooting fucking shit at you. Like, you don't want to get run over by it. that's, oh my God, you're fucking wrecking this thing.
Because I'm just like using all my bombs against
you. Have you zero? You have now. You're at zero.
But I beat it.
You did beat it. Nicely done.
I was just chucking nonstop bombs at it.
Stage two clear. We're a fucking bunch of goddamn.
God, we're like the fucking experts, shock troopers of all time. Oh, look at this fucking guy.
That's
leader.
That's leader. He's he looks like Weapon X or Wolverine, like from the old X-Men animated series. He's basically, his hair and his beard are one big circle. Like there's no discerning where his beard starts and his hair begins. I love it.
Pretty much.
It's like
a
lion's mane,
yeah.
You know?
It is.
And he's apparently two times bigger than your playable character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll find out when we get to him.
Right.
Obviously, we're going to be.
You got
this
the stage
game.
Life bonus. There is. We are definitely playing.
I'm just trying to shoot innocents now.
No, don't shoot innocent people.
I can't.
Oh,
you
can't.
It won't actually let me shoot them.
Okay. You can shoot at him for sure, but. Oh, nice roll there, brah. That was a sick dodge. Oh, you wanted to go down.
Well, I wanted to. I God damn it.
Work on dodging bullets before killing guys. That'll be a. That's going to help you out.
Damn it. I'm trying to get that gun. Then guys came.
There's a million guys. Oh, my God. Look at this fruit. We're at a fruit stand. Whoa, it all blew up. And there's guys behind it. Get those bananas. Yes, life up, y'all.
Barely. Oh, that monkey tried to come and
that
steal
monkey
my
tried to get
man.
Your bananas,
God,
but not today,
it.
Monkey.
I'm dead.
Not today. Name entry. Enter RGR. Retro Gaming Revelry. We're going to be the fucking number one scorers on this. Also, we only have 7 seconds. Oh, no, but it sort of pauses as you're doing it. Like, the seconds are super slow. Five.
Game.
Like, game over. That's a. Is there a continue code? Did we look that up?
I don't know.
How can we continue? I want to continue. I don't want to start over.
I don't know.
What are we looking at
time-wise?
I mean, I guess we're 40 there.
40 minutes.
Well, should we just keep playing, I guess? I don't know.
I guess. Should we take a little pause and try two-player?
Let's do it. Let's pause and plug in the second controller. We decided we weren't going to do that, so we don't have it ready.
But we'll try for that. We'll be right back.
We'll be back in 1 second. And we're back. Okay, we're going to be playing fucking two-player here. Jurek, you're going to have to... I started off two players without you, but here we go. Are you picking your guy? I did team battle.
All right. I did. I mean, I could pick either one. It looked like
either. What do you mean?
I could have gone Lonely.
Oh, you could have. Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Gave me the option.
See,
I
like,
went. I went team.
It feels like in this version, like it doesn't like Lonely. Lonely is really the. Oh man, I stepped on a bomb. Is the way to go. You know
where what route are we on?
I took the mountain route this time.
Okay.
I hope that's okay. I made that decision without you.
Yeah. Works for me, man.
Okay. Revelers, just in case you want to know what just happened, we plugged in the second controller, but Jurek also used the restroom during that little break.
And Earl just started playing without me.
I did. Well, I just wanted to have it ready, but yes. Oh, man. I'm dead. Continue. I'm just going to do Lonely. Who should I be, though? You're the blue girl. She's the best. The blue girl is the best. I'm also going to be the blue girl. Oh, but I'm red.
Oh, you're red, though.
Yes.
All right, we're about to fight a jet.
We are? How do you know?
Because I saw it in the...
Oh, is it different? Oh, you no, we're doing the mountain play.
We're doing a different level.
Right.
So...
Right. All right. This fucking jet thinks it can kill us. Not today, jet! Not today! Oh, my God. Oh, I'm almost dead. I can't
it's
even.
Dead.
Oh, good job, Drake. You basically did that without
me. The fuck. Are we playing on normal?
I actually have no idea what we're playing on. Oh. I didn't. It actually picked for me. I was on the character select screen, and I thought that I could just wait for you. But alas, it just did it. I think it was a timer or something. So I actually don't know what we're playing on right now. That seemed a little harder than it did earlier when we were.
Yeah, who knows, man? Who knows?
And I keep. I, it's. The controls are a little to be desired in this game, like, or leaving a little to be desired.
They are. It just, it needs to be like a twin stick shooter.
A twin stick shooter in this game would be sick.
I didn't realize that was health. I took all of it.
I am dead.
I mean, I think we were both pretty low at that time. I should have shared. I didn't realize until I took them all that it was health. What are these, like, point things?
I'm going to pick a team again. I'm going to pick this girl. I'm going to pick this guy. I'm going to pick this guy. It literally doesn't matter. This game is fun, though. I don't know. It's just fun to run around.
Oh, goddamn monkey.
What is... Oh, that's you. I was like, who's this huge guy?
That's me now.
Yeah.
Goddamn monkey stole my fucking nanners.
These fucking... Goddamn monkey stole my nanners. I mean, if that ain't a fucking... Oh, my God. Whoa.
Throw lots of bombs at him.
Well, I don't have bombs to throw. I'm doing... Oh, I
you
see.
You do, too.
Yes, I do. I was... I just kept switching characters, and I couldn't figure out what was happening. I was pressing the wrong button. Jerk, do we have a discussion question this week? We do not have a discussion question this week.
We do not.
Should we make one up? If you were to die of the coronavirus...
I knew it was going to be something about that.
I'm sorry. We did clear stage one, though. Why are you a baby with a diaper when you clear stage?
I'm sitting down and eating.
Oh, it looks like you were a baby with a diaper.
No, I was just enjoying a nice meal.
A nice meal. Fair enough.
Here, we can have a discussion question.
Yeah, let's have a discussion question.
Like, two shakes of one lamb's tail.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail. Let's have it. Jerk's got a list.
Here we go.
Crazy questions. I'll pause the game once we get in here. There we go.
We'll go
pause.
Right All right. Here.
What's our discussion question, Drake? Lay it on us. Just pick one. Doesn't matter what it
one.
Is. Here it is. Are you ready? Are you ready, revelers?
Here
it comes. Nope. Just kidding. Here it comes now. Nope. Just kidding. Drake's very intent on this phone. Yep. Here it is. Here's our discussion question. Just pick one, dude. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, well, some of them don't lend themselves
to
real, like,
discussion. They're just one word
answers. They're just like, because it's not necessarily a list of discussion questions. It's
a
list
of
funny questions.
Yeah.
What are the, I thought I saw one here. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Which would be the rudest?
The rudest of all animals.
The rudest of all animals.
What's the dick of the animal kingdom?
Of the animal kingdom. Interesting. Interesting question. Who's the dick of the animal kingdom?
I feel like it might be a honey badger.
Oh, honey badger.
Because honey badger don't give a shit.
Yeah, honey badger don't give
He's
a shit.
He's just going to like... Just like, oh, you do that? Yeah, I'm just going to fucking roll in there and fucking destroy everything.
Kill you.
I do not care what this person thinks.
Oh, this is a fucking whole hive of fucking bees? Don't give a fuck. I'm getting that honey.
I'm going to tear it to the ground. I'm going to get stung 100 times, and I'm going to eat that fucking honey.
And it's going
to
be sick AF.
Oh, you're a poisonous snake? Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Yeah,
bite me.
Honey badger might be the biggest dick of the animal world. But, like...
I mean, they're also awesome. Because
they're
just
awesome.
Fucking unstoppable.
But... Who's like the real dick? Like, I feel like who's the most inconvenient animal, like to society? Like, are pigeons? Like, pigeons just fucking pigeons are dicks. I don't know.
They're
just always around. They never leave. Like,
they don't do anything.
I know, but they shit all over the place. I don't.
Yeah.
But who's like the real dick of the animal world? That's
pigeons suck. Cats are a bunch of fucking assholes.
I also, and we're gonna get some hate for this maybe, but yeah, fuck cats.
It's clear that it's just an intentional asshole. Like, he's thinking about this shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh.
You can see it in their fucking
You got this glass eyes. Sitting here on the edge of the table. He'll lock eyes with you as he just knocks it off the table.
And then he slowly knocks it off the table. Cats are dicks. Cats
fucking,
are
fucking, when I lived with cats, fucking Kato used to come into my room and knock my glass of water over that was on the shelf, like, above my bed. I'd, like, crawl into bed, and it's like, and my bed is soaking wet.
Yeah.
And my cup is right here that had water in it. Fucking Kato was in here and knocked my shit over.
Knocked it over. God damn.
Because that cat was a dick.
Right. Cats, I actually, that's going to be my answer. Cats are the world are the biggest dicks of the, like, and not I'm not talking lions, I'm not talking tigers, I'm talking fucking house cats.
Fucking house cats
are the biggest dicks of the animal world. They really are. And they know they're being dicks. They
that's
look
the
you
thing,
in the eye and say,
is I think cats are the ones that know they're being dicks.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Honey Badger's maybe not a dick. He's just a badass.
He's just a badass. Oh,
you don't give
man,
a
Honey
fuck.
Badger don't give a shit. God, I love the Honey Badger. That Honey Badger video is so fucking funny.
Classic,
Randall and his Honey Badger don't give a shit. So
we got
good.
Fucking flying guys now.
We got flying guys.
They fly now?
They fly.
They fly now.
Just
flown for a long time, Star Wars.
Focus on not getting hit by bullets. Like, the biggest tip I could give you is don't get hit. As I just get hit.
I have three continues. You have one.
That's true. So I obviously have not been
giving
my own advice, but...
I'm just going lonely.
If this was a twin stick shooter, things would be working out differently for us.
True.
But... In fact,
it's just
it's
hard to aim.
It is. It's hard to aim because when you hold the shoot button, you're locked into aiming that direction.
Yeah. You can strafe around. But.
So you have to let go of shoot to switch directions, which is a little counterintuitive. I don't know. Like in a twin stick shooter, you'd just be able to switch directions while still shooting
willy nilly all over the place.
We did it though. Something's happening here. We're on a truck.
We're on part two.
We're going up this mountain.
Oh, God.
Oh,
we're climbing
a mountain. Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is fucking nuts. Nuts AF. Oh, my God. Nuts! Macaroni!
Stoner! Oh, but you can't climb and shoot.
You can't climb and shoot. When you shoot, you fucking...
This makes everything more difficult.
Oh. I got hit by one tiny little bullet. What is that?
One fucking bullet.
Oh, bullets. My only weakness.
How did you know?
Oh, man. This guy I am is sick AF, except for he's humongous. Oh, and you can't go. Oh, God. All right. This mountain climbing level is the worst thing I've ever played in my life.
Garbage.
I do not like it. You can't climb on the...
I know you
like
can't
over
actually.
The
okay,
the
I think
cave
we're I think
openings.
We're at the top of the climb.
Yeah,
get up here.
Only
man.
If you, I can't make it up there, I'm gonna die. I'm literally gonna die. All right, I'm getting these bananas.
I took the bananas
before the monkeys could get us.
Yeah,
I actually don't know if I had the least amount of life.
You did. Okay. Just by a little. Oh God, okay. Now we're on a fucking.
We're on a zip line, or it's not really a zip line. It's more of a climb line.
Okay,
ducks? Can you kill the ducks? No.
And they don't. They can't hurt you either.
All right.
Oh, this is gonna be like a.
Oh, this is like, it's like a, this is almost like an elevator level.
You take the top, I'll take the bottom.
Okay, you take the, I'll take the top, you take the bottom.
Seems like top comes from the left, bottom comes from the right. Just keep shooting up.
I'll tell you what what I just learned about this game is don't hold it. Just tap it.
Oh, now we're on a zip line.
Tap shoot, now we're on a zip line for show. But we can't shoot on the zip line, but now we can. Just tap, shoot, and then you can keep switching directions if you need to, you know?
Oh, yeah, and you still shoot pretty fast,
and you still shoot just as fast as holding it, although...
Oh, shit, good thing we figured that out right as we're about to be done playing.
Yeah, I'm dead AF. I'm going to put in my own initials because this was my game, and I want my score to be recorded for all time. Here we go. There it is. I'm in. Game over. Earl has a big, fat game over. Although
yeah.
Shock Troopers is fun AF.
It's not unlike what Metal Slug.
No, Metal Slug came okay. Shock Troopers is way less known, but maybe actually a better game
than
Metal
Slug. Better
than
Metal Slug.
I actually like this better than Metal Slug as well. But Metal Slug came out 2 months after Shock Troopers debuted.
Oh, really?
So, which took all the fanfare away from Shock Troopers, and everybody just knows about Metal Slug, you know? Like, Metal Slug totally overshadowed Shock Troopers when they debuted.
Here comes...
You got this. This fucking helicopter ain't got shit on
it. I had one hit left.
You're dead, but
you
still have continuous.
Yeah.
Holy shit. How did I die so quickly?
I don't know.
Because I was just fucking charging in. Also, you're the blue girl, and the blue girl is the best. I don't know what her name is, but she's the fucking best. She seems to be the best, though. It seems like speed is your friend in this game, and slower characters are not going to be that good. They might be more powerful, but you can't dodge the bullets as well. And what I want to do is dodge bullets in this game. You did it, Jerick. Oh, my God.
Smoked him.
You're just fucking crushing this motherfucking shit. You cannot kill the guys who jump out of
the thing.
You can't
kill the actual guy jumping out of the fucking shit.
A little disappointing, but stage two clear. You fucking did it. Do you think I gain a continue when you beat a stage?
We're done.
We got to be done here.
But wrap up here.
Well,
anyways.
Just like, let's just see. Let's just try and get a little more. You know, we don't want Corona to defeat us here. I'm so worried about the coronavirus.
Don't fucking worry about the coronavirus.
I'm so worried.
Man.
And I want all our revelers to be safe, and I just want everybody to be safe. And I had to make tough decisions this week, and I don't like it. And it's weird to have to make those decisions.
Whoa, now I'm super fast because I picked up speed up.
Oh, nice. Oh, man. Super fast seems the way to be, but you have to not get hit by bullets if you're super fast. Trick, let me give you a tip. Don't get hit. That's that's it right there.
Can't always accomplish that, man.
There's a super famous Smash Brothers interview with Isaiah, who's one of the best Smash 64 and Melee players of all time. And somebody once asked him, like, what's your strategy? Like, how do you do so well? And he said, just don't get hit.
Get good.
Yeah, get good. But he said, just don't get hit. And that's the response to anything now. Like, how do you get good at Smash? Oh, don't get hit. that's how you do it. Which is absolutely true.
Well, I mean, it's accurate.
And
but
it's accurate in most games. You want to do good at a game? Don't get hit. Just don't.
Truth, man.
That's fucking truth. You're crushing the mountain level here, Drake. You are really crushing it. I really wish I could join you. I'm going to try a code. Down, up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Not a Konami game.
B-A start. Didn't work. It didn't work, Drake.
Weird.
I know. I just thought I'd try it, you know, just in case. Like, this was 10 years after fucking
Contra. Why don't you pour some shots?
Oh, yeah, because we're almost ready for final shots or final thoughts.
And we'll get wrapping up while I'm still playing or something.
Yeah, we got to wrap up here. I just want everybody to be corona free. I'm really
Everyone is.
This was a hard week for me. I don't know. I know it sounds weird, and I don't ever really complain about. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm just venting right now. I'm using our podcast as a vent. Coronavirus is a weird thing, and this is an unprecedented situation in our country, at least for
in the world, man.
In the world, yeah. But here we are dealing with it, and
we got a fucking plague going on.
We got a plague.
There's I saw a thing on Reddit earlier. It's like, okay, all the media in America and stuff and everywhere is just talking about corona. Like, what else is happening in the world?
There's
apparently
lots of other
stuff. There's like a locust swarm
in Africa
and Saudi Arabia.
Like the worst it's ever been.
That's like going to wipe out food supplies for like 20 million people.
Yeah, which, I mean, if I'm just okay, like, I am not a religious man.
Four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, but, we got famine. We got plague. Or is that the same one? No. Famine.
Famine, plague.
Plague. Pestilence. Pestilence would be the
the pest.
The
right?
Yeah. Pestilence.
Or is that
no
disease?
I don't know. Whatever.
I'm fighting
right
a forklift with spikes.
You
right
are
now.
Fighting a forklift with spikes, and I feel like you're doing really well.
No,
except,
I'm dead.
Nope, you just died. All right.
There's also, I mean, there's cons. There's always wars going on in the world.
I know.
Like, we got that going. It's the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
I will say, as Americans, we're fairly privileged in that most conflicts in the world do not directly affect us, you know? Most conflicts in the world do not directly affect us, and we are privileged in that way.
Right.
But here we are with this fucking disease that literally is affecting the whole world, and it's going to affect us too, and we have to figure
it
out.
Not Greenland.
What?
Greenland.
That's
free of
corona
plague.
Free.
They always are. If I learn anything from playing Plague Inc., If you don't get Greenland real quick, you're not going to win.
Interesting.
Because they shut down their borders immediately, and there is hardly any travel to or from, so you can't infect them.
Right.
So you got to infect them before anybody's aware. If there's a hint of a virus going on, they're like, nope.
See, that's the right thing to do. Like, and I'm actually very disappointed in our government. Yes, I've been disappointed in our government for 4 years now. But
right.
But in all levels of government, state, federal, just like these fucking people, like there's no bureaucracy about this. Like, we just need to make sure people are okay. Yeah.
But like, it was all still fairly early. You couldn't just all of a sudden be like, no traveling. If you've been anywhere, you can't come home.
You can. And they should have done that.
I don't know if that's the right answer.
I think it is. But I don't know. I'm very sensitive to this whole thing right now. It's very weird. Anyway, let's move on. It's time for final shots, for final thoughts. Revelers,
you can't get sick if you're drinking whiskey.
That's true. Whiskey cures what ails you.
Yeah.
Even Corona.
Kills the virus.
It kills the virus. So
if it's in us, it's dead now.
It's dead now. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo! Okay. Okay, final shots for final thoughts. Drake, how many Blue Girls outfits? I don't know. I don't know actually what to do.
What is her name?
Let's find out her name. Play one player and see what her name is.
Select.
Lonely Wolf. Do Lonely
her
Wolf.
Her name is Milky. Milky.
How many of Milky's?
Right. I remember it being something
Milky's
weird.
Milky's got some fucking sweet sunglasses. They're not on her eyes.
The sunglasses keep the hair out of her face.
Yeah. How many of Milky's sunglasses headbands out of 5 do you give Shock Troopers from the Neo Geo?
So it just randomly selects you a character if you don't pick fast.
It does,
enough,
and that's what happened.
Because I selected team, so it just selected. It gave me Milky, who my cursor
was
over,
on, right.
And then 2 other random names.
Okay.
How
many out of 5? How many Milky's
I'm gonna give it,
headband sunglasses?
I'm going to give it 3.75.
3.75. Interesting. Interesting.
Not quite
rating.
A 4. Not just a 3.5.
I'm going to give it a 4. I think this game is fucking stellar.
I debated for a 4.
I think it's fucking good. I like it's fun. Like there was no like yeah, you die and it's
you're dead,
you know?
You're
like
basic.
But it's fun. There was no moment even when we were dying, where I wasn't having fun.
It is fun.
I don't know. This,
it is
this...
hard. I feel like the hardest part is just getting used to the control scheme on
a
game
like
this.
It's a little different from our modern sensibilities.
It's just hard to...
But once you get it, it's okay.
Aim the way you want to aim and aim properly at guys. And
yeah,
because
you don't want to be pressing the button constantly, but it seems like that's what you have to do, because if you do that, then you... You do basically have... Oh, my God. I'm burping. Excuse me.
The burpiest of burps.
Ooh. It seems like if you tap A or shoot or whatever... I got coronavirus hiccups.
Oh, God.
We're all
now
fucked.
Now I got it for sure.
Whatever. This podcast is over.
The world is ending.
I'm just kidding.
The world is changing.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like this.
Yeah,
game.
It's fun. It looks great. The music's
fucking...
The
music is actually,
music
like,
is tits,
really
man.
Fucking good. And it really does sound a lot like Prodigy. Like,
yeah.
a lot of it.
A few of the levels definitely do. They're very just, like, upbeat, intense techno. Also, I need to listen to some Prodigy.
Fat of the Land.
Fat of the Land.
That's a great album. That album is so
album
fucking
is,
good.
It's top tier.
Diesel Power.
It's up there, like... Just as far as, like,
nostalgic albums
or whatever, it's like that. Self-titled Rage.
Oh, yep.
Against the Machine.
Yep.
Is just...
So
like,
good.
Fantastic. Yep. Real Big Fish.
Yep. I was
also
listening to Real Big Fish before you got over
right,
here
right, the
tonight.
First one. So is it it's just Real Big Fish?
Nope, that album is actually called Sellout.
Sellout, yep.
But that is the best. That album is so fucking good.
Fantastic
it's,
album.
It's... From top to bottom.
And just
it's
some of
amazing.
Those albums from back in the day are just, oof.
Just like fucking Shock Troopers. This game Shock is Troopers. Very good.
It is good.
I mean, it's Neo Geo, so it's a little bit more advanced than, you know, some Super Nintendo games or whatever else was out at the time. But,
right.
And I mean, I guess N64 was out, but
it's an arcade game.
Yeah.
Like, this was never on a home console until...
Even the Neo Geo home console, yeah, it was not
on. As far
on.
As I could tell,
Shock
it was...
Troopers Second Squad was on the Neo right. Geo home console, but
yeah,
this
no.
was never, but it is on
this,
the Neo Geo
all
mini.
It has listed, yeah, is arcade in 1997, and then the next release is virtual console in, like, 2012. The Wii,
Wii Virtual
Console.
When it was on the Wii Virtual Console, like... That gave it a new life. Like, people were yeah. like, oh, shit, this game is fucking sick.
And then it came out, yeah, Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One in, like, 2017, 2018.
Sweet. Oh, yeah, they have the AGA or ACA or
yeah,
what are they? I think it's ACA. They do all the Neo Geo remakes. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The Arcade Classic Archive or whatever.
Arcade Classic Archive, yeah. Yeah. Which is cool. But I bought the SNK 40th Anniversary Collection, which I believe Shock Troopers is on, but I'm not sure. But I actually really like that. It's fun. There's a lot of fun arcade games that you never got to play, you know, because you didn't want to put a quarter into
yeah.
them. But now that they're on home console, fuck yeah. I don't know. Turek, if the Reveler... Oh, what do other people think about this game?
Other people seem to enjoy it. The game was very well received. Classic Game Room, I don't know, some publication, described Shock Troopers for the PlayStation 3 as an amazing shooter with fantastic gameplay controls and the best game of 2011?
Holy shit, that's
so there
a
must
have
been a collection thing. For 2011, yeah.
I wonder
despite
if...
Despite being just a re-release.
Do you think like, if it came out for PS3 or on Wii or whatever... Like, it actually became a twin stick shooter.
Maybe.
Like, they changed the controls even so that it was easier.
It could have been.
I don't know if they did or not.
I
wish. Revelers, if you know, fucking tweet at us. Like, let us know. Like, we'd love to know. What? Any other?
Nintendo Life's Corby Dillard. Scored the virtual console release a 7 out of 10 and opined that. It succeeds in offering up an intense and explosive run-and-gun experience. Somebody else said, if you've never played a run-and-gun shooter before, Shock Troopers should be one of your top contenders, regardless of your skill level.
Yeah, it's fucking good. It's, like, it's accessible, too. That's the thing. Like you don't just die immediately on the first fucking
yeah.
screen, you know? Like, you can
Arcade
make it a little
archives.
Bit cool. There's Arcade Archives, but there's also ACA, which I don't know what that is.
It came out on for Arcade Archives on the Switch, PlayStation 4, Windows,
maybe that's,
and Xbox.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that is ACA. It must be Arcade Archives.
Yeah,
I bet that's
probably.
It. But, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, everyone
Shock
seemed to
Troopers,
like it.
Shock Troopers, great fucking
fantastic,
game.
Fantastic, good
if you,
shit,
if
man.
You have access to a Neo Geo, which not many people do... But
no
the Neo
does.
Geo Mini, honestly, this little thing, like...
But generally, those Arcade Archive games are, like, a couple bucks.
They're fucking $5 to $7 or something. Like, yeah. And like, give Shock Troopers a chance, because this is fucking fun.
I'm tempted to look at this on the PlayStation 4 and see. Like, I almost don't feel like if it was turned into a twin-stick shooter, it would be too easy.
It might be. Yeah, that's also true. I don't know.
So I don't know. I think generally those Arcade Archive games do.
They're
we're about
pretty...
to find out what happens when you run out of time.
Oh, we are.
Because we
oh.
haven't moved.
Oh.
I started the game.
Oh,
and
you started
you
the
do
game.
Have a timer.
I thought we were paused.
No.
Let's
it's
see
just
what
been
happens.
Going. We got 2 seconds.
Yeah,
1 second.
This 1 second
oh,
is literally the longest.
Oh, what's
going to
happen? You're just going to die.
There it is. And nope.
Nope. You die.
Okay. Wow, that was like 10 seconds after
yeah.
it hit zero.
I think once it got down to like 10 seconds or something, it was definitely... I think the whole time it's more than a second.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely got down to zero, lasted about 5 or 6
yeah.
seconds.
Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Shock Troopers. I had to think about it for a second. About Shock Troopers on the Neo Geo, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Trick?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, any discussion questions. We would love discussion questions. We would love
them. We say it all the time.
I know. And we would really love them because we're just picking them off a random website right now. We love it way more when there's reveler-requested discussion questions.
What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah, because we'll talk about it for sure. Well,
talk about fucking anything.
I know. And we got to get better about talking about it. Like, oftentimes we have a discussion question and we just kind of answer it and then move on. But we have to, like, discuss it. So we'll get better.
Then we need
that,
good discussion questions.
Right. So that's on you, Revelers. Please send us stuff or game suggestions or just to say hi. Yeah. We would just love to hear from you.
We just like when you talk to us.
Yeah.
Let us know you're alive in this post-corona world.
You know, in this post-corona. Seriously, let us know you're alive, Revelers. Like, we want to hear from you. You know, like, I'm pretty worried about Lamont. Lamont hasn't written
in quite some time.
I know, but
I mean, that was long before Corona.
It was, but I'm worried about Lamont. He was our number one fan for so long.
He was.
I
just don't want to lose our fans. Did we do something to piss you off, Lamont, and you're no longer listening to us? We're calling you out again. So if you're still listening, you have to answer now.
And the We Like What We Like network,
they
bros,
gave us a shout out recently on Twitter.
They did. So thanks, bros. We really appreciate it. Fucking Brandon and Greg, just thank you. Yeah. So follow those bros at We Like What We Like on Twitter. I don't know. This is a weird world we live in now. This is a post-corona world or a current corona world. Like, we're in it right now. I don't know what to think. I think in 4 to 6 weeks we'll all be okay, but I think it's going to take that long for us to be okay.
Who knows, man.
So we'll see. We hope to continue having episodes.
We'll keep you updated as we go along.
But it's possible we may have to be quarantined and not have episodes.
Who knows?
We also may figure out a way to, like, you know, do it.
I mean, if we're both sick, we can just
work together. Just hang out. Yeah, yeah.
But then I can't get here. I'm not going to take an Uber.
Yeah, you don't want to take an Uber or we just don't drink or something. Yeah. I don't know. We'll just figure it out. But, yeah.
We're not going to get sick.
It's a weird world we live in. Revelers, stay safe out there. May all your endeavors be corona-free.
Indeed.
Drake, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, sleeveless men or women. The women don't have sleeves, so.
Game on, sleeveless men or women who don't have sleeves.
Women have sleeves. Who knows?
Game on.
The world's changing.
The world's old.
I feel it in the air.
Yeah, you feel it in the air.
It's in the water.
You know what that is? You know what that feeling
Much
is?
Much that once was lost.
You know what that
For
is?
For none now live who remember it.
Yeah. That's coronavirus.
No, it's the One Ring to rule them all.
No, it's not. That's fucking corona.
I'm pretty sure it's the One Ring to rule them all.
No. Galadriel doesn't know shit.